Yesterday we were discussing whether a person that purchased a house, let's say from a Jew, and the Jew, let's imagine, was not Shomer Torah Mitzvot, and therefore it has certain effect in the walls of the house. It brings certain level of, as I discussed, certain level of Tum'ah. To the extent that a person that does a mitzvah brings Kedusha, to that extent, if a person does Averot, brings Tum'ah. So we discussed this Nekuda with if the house, let's imagine, belonged to a Goy, and this Goy was Oved Avodah Zarah, is that worse, or if a Jew does an Averah? So which one is worse? If you purchase a house, let's imagine, from an individual that believes in thousand gods, and has the mamash statues and brings korbanot to them, or you buy a house from a Jew that basically did not keep Shabbat or Tarat HaMishpacha or etc. So as I mentioned, Harav Eliyahu Lapian has in Parashat Noach this issue and this discussion, and he brings that just as there is physical diseases and germs, there is also a spiritual. So there is an impact. So which one is worse? So there is a Nefesh HaChaim, Rav Chaim Velazhen, Talmid of the Vilna Gaon, that he writes as follows, in Perek Dalet Shar Rishon of Nefesh HaChaim, he writes as follows. A person is a Jew is supposed to know that he has unimaginable impact not only on the physical world, not only in his own, let's say, Nefesh and body, to the actions that what he does, he has an impact on upper spheres and galaxies and malachim, etc. So therefore, a person cannot say, ma ani, ma chayai, ma kochi, who am I, what can I do? He says, a person should not imagine to himself what God is interested in me, God cares about what I do. He said, a Jew is supposed to know. Kol prate ma'asav, diburav, machshavotav, kol et verega. Every second, whatever we say, whatever we think about, whatever we do, has unimaginable impact. Ma'rabu ma'asaf. A person should know. Kol achad ole kefi shorsha lif'ol pe'ulata begoveh meromim. Every action what we do has unimaginable impact begoveh meromim, all the way on high. Be'olamot, in spiritual words. And he says, if a person would understand and realize, Besumo al libo al ma'asav asher lo tovim. Then when we pay attention up to now was our impact when it's positive, when we do mitzvot and ma'asim tovim and chasadim. So what about the negative? He says when a person does something that is negative, something that is against Ratzon Hashem, against the Torah, ad heichan hema magim lekalkel ulaharis bechetkal minutes avera. Khalil al-Bakhas could destroy tremendous amount. Harbe yoter mimash shehichriv Nebuchadnezzar v'titus harasha. Let's imagine titus harasha. What? They came, and Nebuchadnezzar came. Nebuchadnezzar destroyed the first Beit HaMikdash. Titus harasha destroyed the second Beit HaMikdash. He says, an action of the most simplest Jew, the most simple Jew that you could imagine, if there would be such a thing, to say that I'm a simple Jew, his action could be mamash, much worse than the aver of Titus HaRasha and Nebuchadnezzar HaRasha. So this is a clear-cut indication that when a person comes and says, that who am I, what am I, what can I do? No, a Jew, the most simple Jew, and his most simple action could result something that Nebuchadnezzar HaRasha and Titus HaRasha did not imagine with their kilkulim, with their averot, with their destruction of the holy temple, the house of Hashem. So a Jew could do worse. So therefore, this is what we say: Ashamnu mikol am. He said, what does it mean? Ashamnu mikol am. We are more guilty than any other nation. He says, what they cannot do, and the most simple Jew, Bnei Israel, kemaaseh haresha shel umot haolam. So whatever they could do, lopalu klum be olamot ha'elyonim. They cannot touch olamot ha'elyonim. They cannot touch the upper spheres, the upper galaxies. Nothing doing. So it's only through ma'asehem shel b'nei Yisrael. That's why the Gemara says, for example, that by when it comes to their destruction of the Beit HaMikdash, he says that a flower that was already grinded, did you grind? Something that is dead, did you kill? That means the Jews, through their own action, they already destroyed the upper, the spiritual Beit HaMikdash. So when they came to destroy, it's like they destroyed a paper design. Something that is a Beit HaMikdash that is basically the structure, but without the Kedusha was already destroyed by the Jews in upper sphere. So therefore, we see clearly that a Jew could do something that even the most wicked individual amongst the non-Jews cannot do. That's why when it comes to Yonah and Avi, it's also the same thing. When we read on Maftir Yonah, that they noticed that when Yonah was running away from going and giving Nevuah to Nineveh, Yonah decided to run away because he knew that the non-Jews in Nineveh, they're going to do Teshuvah and he's going to create a bad impression regarding the Jews. Right away, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent the Navi, they did Teshuvah. How come the Jews didn't do Teshuvah? So he ran away to Tarshish. So instead of going to Nineveh. So they saw that every other boat is mamash calm and nothing happening to them. But however, the boat that Yonah was in it was mamash shaking, was almost about to be sunk. So the question was asked. They asked him, he says, who are you? What do you do? Etc. So the non-Jews in the boat, they were of the Avodah Zarah. So you know, Yonah himself, the Navi himself, realized that he himself, by minute thing, is not minute, he's not listening to Hashem, even though he meant for the sake of Klal Israel. That the Klal Israel, he should not bring Midat Din against Klal Israel. Why is it that you are not listening to the words of Hashem? Nevertheless, even though he had the right intention, he said it himself, Besheli, it's because of my Avera, that this Sar, this whole entire hell is coming, that is trying to cause the boat to be sunk, is because of my Avera, not because of you guys, that you are of the Avodah Zarah, not because of you. Even though that you could also do an impact, is minute in comparison to the Avera of the Jew.